So, Tommy, we were talking off air about the two students that were in the car in Atlanta that the police pulled out.
Mm-hmm. They were,
you know, the young brother from Morehouse. And the young lady that was with him, she's from Spelman. I couldn't understand what the police officer was doing. They broke the windows to their car, and then they immediately tased that young brother. Mm-hmm. But at the same time that they're tasing him, they're telling him, they're trying to get him to follow instructions. And I'm trying to figure out, how can you do that after you just tased somebody?
Yeah, he was trying to protect his girlfriend in the car. That's one thing that the young man was doing. And the cops were yelling, gun, gun, gun. I think he said he reached down to get his phone so he could film it or something. That was just awful. The good news.
He never had a gun. There was no gun at all.
They never had a gun. Yeah, they're students. Right. They were going home. A lot of people at that time didn't even know that there was a curfew in Atlanta because a lot of people were out and they didn't hear it. So they were on their way back home just after getting something to eat.
Yeah, and the good news is Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, she was on our show earlier today. She took immediate action.
Yeah.
And those officers were fired.
Were fired, yeah. Yes. And the other three are being looked at.
You know, I didn't see it. I've been hearing about it. I haven't seen it. But you know what's amazing to me? The training of these officers. What are they training them? They're sending them out there too early. Because look, how many times have you seen a police officer with their knee on a culprit's neck?
Several.
I mean, so obviously that's training.
That's training. Yeah. Yes,
something's wrong, man.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and some trending news coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.